Welcome to Candidly 30.
Hi guys.
It's Kelly.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
How is everybody out in the ether? In the wilderness. Out in the universe.
In the ether. Oh my god. That's so ominous. I'm really proud of us.
Yeah. It is Monday.
Introduce ourselves at the top of the episode. I feel like that never happens. That's a rare occurrence.
Look at us.
We must be super
tired.
Look at us
go. There must be something about it being spring this weekend, maybe.
Yay!
Possibly, potentially. Crazy. Is it on the 21st? Is it this weekend? Yeah, I think so.
Literally could not tell you. But it is shocking to me that it's spring, not 14 days after Bend got like a million degrees feet of snow. There's so much snow in Bend.
Seriously.
It was a little obnoxious, I'm not going to lie. Like, Mother Nature, get your kids together. Come on.
Not gonna lie, yeah, it was fucking annoying. This weekend was great, but also just like annoying. Like, everything was annoying. There wasn't anything that just like weather wise anyways went smoothly, so mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in for a treat for sure. We also promised you guys that we'd be recording together, and we're not doing that because you girls had some tough travel days. Like, Kafe more than me. I can't even complain because Kafe came over on Thursday.
I mean, you were driving for a collective of like 20 hours in a 3-day period. So complain away. You are more than entitled to. I'll listen to it. Get it, girl.
But Kafe actually did some tough driving on Thursday and Friday and Sunday.
True.
So she definitely wins. But so she came over on Thursday night after work. And that night, Santiam Pass, which is the one that's between us, got a lot of snow. So she had a long night of driving on Thursday.
Afraid for my life. That's how I would describe my emotional state when I was going over that pass that night. Thank you for bringing that back into my life. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And so she got here late. And so we just like laid in bed literally and went to bed. So we
talk or anything. We just like legitimately walked upstairs. I laid flat and then I closed my eyes and I was out in like 6 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. We were so tired too. We were just, I think we both just had a long week too. Yeah. Is that how you were feeling? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
no, it's okay.
Yeah. It was crazy. But yeah, we just wanted to come on here, just do like a little quick episode. It's a little delayed, but not too delayed. We're not working on Tuesday or anything.
It's
you know what I mean? But
yeah, we're on top of it this week. We actually got like back yesterday. We worked all day. We had social things and now we're back at it. So like we are prioritizing the podcast and I feel like we do a pretty decent job. So we're on it. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of our Brush Crew family was like asking about it this weekend. They're like, how's the pod? Like, what's going on with it? Like, what's going on with you guys? And we're like, well, you know, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
Like, nothing really new to report, honestly. Yeah, we're still doing it. Surprise to us as well. But yeah,
totally. Can you believe it? We're like basically almost 100 episodes in at this point. And I think we're like coming up on, do we want to do a season 3?
Are we really?
Yeah. Because like April, March, I think
yeah, the
is
beginning
when we
of,
started it.
No, I think the first week of May was our first. Remembering correctly. Yeah.
Well, April in my brain.
So yeah,
that's
when
we were like buying the microphones and figuring out the audio and like what podcast thing do we want to edit on or whatever. So it's been a journey. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've come a long way when it comes to our editing, which I'm very proud of us. And it's a cool skill.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. And also just like, I guess it should be like a end of season episode, but anyways, it's just funny that I can't believe it's been 2 years, like and I do feel like it's kept us like closer and like we communicate so much more and stuff because of the pod. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, like I'm glad that I've been able to like witness your life kind of closer, like on a week by week basis. I don't get that with a lot of my friends, you know. I try to keep in touch with everybody. It's really hard, you know, because you got a lot of stuff going on. But to do the pod with you every week and just like, spoiler alert, people, we definitely spend a lot of time catching up like outside of the pod. And then the pod is kind of like the excuse to get together. But I'm glad that we've done it. And I've been listening to some of the older like original podcast episodes. Have you ever gone back and listened
to
those?
No way. Oh yeah. No. Are they so embarrassing?
It's cringe. I mean,
can't
just
even
listening
imagine.
To it is cringe, but yeah, the original episodes I was like, "Oh." Not great.
That is so funny. Yeah, I don't even know where we were at 2 years ago at this time. You know what I mean? Like, what, where we were at, like, well, I remember we've just gone through a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. just, like, you getting married and you losing your job and... Yeah, just, yeah.
Let's end on a high note. I definitely moved to Oregon, and we bought a house. You bought a house, and I bought a house. Yeah. God. End on a high note, please. Sorry. Thank you. What have we been doing lately? Thinking lots of about, things.
I was thinking about everything that's happened, and then all of them were negative, and I was like, okay, I couldn't think of anything positive, so I'm glad you pulled that through. I'm glad you pulled that out of there. Yeah, that
this is why we work. Yeah. It's
fine. Oh, my God. Also, guys, when you're on the road, we did end up playing some road trip games when we got to California or whatever, and we were playing the word association game, and it actually was going pretty well. Like, we were – it's definitely easier in person, don't you think, Cave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, absolutely.
But we were just like doing all these things and like we're just driving along and I was like, why is it so hard to figure out like a word to say? Because it could be literally any word in the entire universe, you know, and it's so hard to like pinpoint like one specific word. But anyway, so we're just like obviously in the car looking at the same exact shit and we're just like driving along and I'm like, okay, I got one. And Kate's like, okay, I got one too. And then we both say goat at the same time as we literally just drove by like a goat farm. It was so stupid. Okay, it sounds ridiculous if you weren't in the car, but anyways. Yeah, so that's where our brains are at. We are just, like, on the same page the entire time.
What was the movie from, remember last podcast?
We were going to tell people. So from the last podcast, that reference of the, like, I Spy game was from Brother Bear. And so it's the scene when both of the moose are riding on the back of the mammoths. And they're playing I Spy. Yeah, they just keep saying tree because that's the only thing that they're passing because they're up in Alaska, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. That's my favorite part of that movie if you've ever seen it. It's a throwback.
That was the literal real live action moment.
Yeah, in real life. Yeah, for sure. And Kayfler and I definitely like fulfilled that this weekend. So, yeah, it was real.
Also, we were talking about being reincarnated as dogs. And I told your mom that if I could be reincarnated as one of her dogs, I think I'd be really, really happy. Except I would not want to walk like 7 to 8 miles a day. That seems really brutal.
Yeah, seriously. I know. I don't remember that, though. But, oh, no, we did talk about that. Yeah, we were just like, if we could literally be anything, I would want to be Bo and Jake. Because they just get to eat human food, and they just get to do whatever they want, and they don't have to be on a leash, and they just, yeah, get to chill. So, yeah, they have a pretty sweet life going on. Yep. But, yeah, absolutely. They got to come to work weekend this weekend because everyone got so much snow. Like, Mid Pines got a lot of snow, which is where, if you don't know, where I grew up, there were some people who were coming from there or like just like the Yosemite area. Yosemite got a ton of snow this last weekend. And then it was even snowing. Like, so when Kaif and I were driving down, it started snowing literally the second that we started leaving Bend. It was wild. And so it literally just like kept snowing all the way until like we got to Redding, which if you know, you know, that's like more than half of the drive. That's like 4-ish hours. It probably took us like 5 hours to get to Redding, which is very unusual because there was so much snow.
We need to like elaborate on the amount of snow that was being dumped on us for like a 2-hour drive south of Bend. Like the snow that is 5 feet on either side and then so dense that you can't see like 2 or 3 feet in front of you. It was intense. It was so scary. I was scared.
Yeah. I was driving and I didn't feel that scared. I was just like, I get irate at like stupid drivers.
No, we all get it. Kelly's a badass.
No, not at all. I like literally don't like driving in the snow at all. But it was just like, I get nervous about the dummies who don't know what they're doing and who make things scary. Like, because when people are driving 15 miles an hour, that's when people start to pass and get crazy and then cause accidents or whatever because the people just won't get off the freaking road. So that's when I get nervous is like, if you just drove at a normal speed, like when it's jumping that hard, yeah, like 30 miles an hour is whatever. But when you're driving 15, like, come on, that's insanity. And 97 is
very brutal.
Is just brutal in general because 97 is a two-lane highway and it goes on for so freaking long. And so, yeah, it's just really, it's really rough. So we were.
That was like pitter patter. We were like barely making any movement. And for a very long time, it like set us back. I feel like it didn't take us that long to get there. But I do, it felt like a slog when we were going 15, I mean, literally 15 miles an hour on a freaking freeway, highway.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, it just was rough. It was a rough start for sure. Like it just felt, made the drive and the day feel really long. And I was like freaking pooped after that too. I was like, oh my gosh, like my eyeballs are hurting or whatever. So Cave took over and then we were able to play some word association games. But we were just like excited to like be in California. You know, we got in and out and that was lovely. Oh, so yeah. Always
chef's kiss.
We ate a lot of burgers.
Tell the people actually, yeah, we and I was not mad about it until we had like our fifth burger. But yeah, tell everybody about your In-N-Out order. Has it changed? Was it different? Because I feel like we talked about this last year. We get In-N-Out every year. Like, it's the tradition.
Yeah, now. For sure. It didn't change, but we forgot to order the fries well done. So that was really sad. But, no, I always...
Wimpy fries.
Yeah, I don't really like the wimpy fries that much. But we both got the hot chilies, and we both forgot how hot they were. Kayla freaking, she was eating the hot chilies while we were waiting in line. When was the last time
you went to In-N-Out and you actually ate the peppers that they have? Like, did you know that In-N-Out serves little peppercini peppers? I feel like people don't know this. This is like a thing that they do.
It's like a what is it, part of like the secret menu or whatever? If you know, you know. I guess
totally.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't had them. I used to get them on the burger because you can get them like sliced up on your burger, but I've never just eaten them. And Gabriel was just literally pounding them while we were standing waiting for our food. And I was like, are you so hungry? Like, those are spicy. And then she's like, oh my God, they're so hot. I was like,
my mouth was numb for like an hour and a half. It was crazy.
Yeah, like in the car and we're done eating and we like have been on the road for a while. I'm and panting. She's like, my mouth just stopped burning. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, they're very spicy. They're so not pepperoncinis. They are like some other pepper. Like they are intense.
Some kind of banana pepper. They're so good though.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What about your order? What did you always get the protein style, I feel like.
I do like the protein style. I don't necessarily have to eat a lot of bread, but I do get animal style, which is like the fried or onions with like extra sauce and stuff. But it's hard to get like all the juices in the sauce with just a lettuce cover. So you have to like kind of,
yeah,
I don't know, cup it in your palm and then just shove it in your mouth. It's not a very attractive burger to eat, but it's delicious. It's like mad good.
Yeah.
And then I feel like we would normally get a milkshake, but we forego that one this time. We didn't do the milkshake.
Yep. Nope. We decided not to. We were going to try and save some cows. But then I ended up getting, oh my God, you guys, I love Robin eggs. And,
oh, Lord. Kelly literally spent 10 seconds in the store. She went immediately to the Easter aisle and then and snatched up like a whole bag of those Robin egg Whoppers. Oh, they're so good.
Okay. Gross. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Kayler came around to them by the end of the weekend. But...
You know, I was hardcore judging her when we were
close. Yeah, I was like, what the heck? Also, they only sell them. Okay, you can buy Whoppers like year round, I think. But like, who buys Whoppers? Like, that's weird. But the one.
We do. We like Whoppers.
The
but
ones.
We don't buy the Robin egg.
No,
ones.
I love the outer candy shell of the Robin eggs, though. That is like, okay, what so makes do them you good.
Rip the like shell of the M&M off, and then do you eat the shell separately? Like, your shell kind of crunch lady? Or is it just this particular shell?
I mean, no, I like the shell on all, like, the mini eggs. I don't really care about M&Ms. I don't think about M&Ms that much. But I love ripping off the shell on the mini eggs and, yeah, on the Whoppers. I remember the Robin eggs, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Something about it. It's just
okay,
so
you're a shell lady. You like it.
Yeah, but anyways, so we're just Robin egging it up, like, this whole weekend. And also, I was making a note that they only sell them, like, a short period of time. Like, they only sell them for Easter. Like, they don't sell them. You know how, like, most candy, like, Reese's, they make, like, pumpkin-shaped ones. They make Christmas-shaped ones. They make, you know, Easter-shaped ones, whatever.
I distinctly remember having a bone to pick with Reese's because, like, they just put together this random holiday blob of chocolate and peanut butter nonsense, and it doesn't even look like a freaking snowman, or it doesn't even look like a pumpkin.
Okay, they all look like turds. Yeah, that's true.
They definitely look like turds. That bringing that back because that was like a holiday tree episode a while ago. For sure, I had a bone to pick with it.
That's absolutely true.
Still holding on to that bone, people.
But I will say that most candy, like, they do it for every holiday, but Robin eggs are the only one that they do for. It's only Easter, so it makes me sad.
Is it like a Nestle product, or what do we know?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know anything like a about
Google
it.
Question.
Yeah, okay. It just makes me sad. So, anyways, if you know, you
also,
know.
Can Robin I ask eggs you a are question? The
best. Yeah.
So Kelly can see me in my office here, and yes, she can see down
that
the hallway.
Freaked me out. Yeah.
My husband literally just like came down the hallway, and he's just a black silhouette, and you can't even see his face.
Yeah.
He's just
did you see my face?
I know. I saw your eyes like kind of open. It looked a little bit like an SVU episode, but had a flashback thing. It was like a little spooky.
Yeah. And then he just like stood there for a second and then walked away.
And then he left. Yeah. I don't know what he wanted.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway. Hi. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyways. Yeah. Do you want to give an update on like just work weekend in general? So we got there and it was snowy on Friday.
Yes. Very cold. But I always enjoy a work weekend. Mm-hmm. I know it's like a lot of work, and the back of my thighs are like, oh, they're screaming today. So.
Oh, really? That's good.
I don't know. Screaming's not really the word, but like I bent over to like stretch my lower back a bit, and then I felt it, and I was like, oh, that's a sensation. Oh, okay. So I'm gonna do a little bit of running and like stretching this week to kind of loosen it up. But yeah, it was good. We went there. It was really cold, and so I cannot convey the sheer amount of mud that we encountered in that period of time. There was so much mud.
Yeah. Like, Sam texted me and she just said that mud is stressful or something right. along those lines. Yeah, it was
funny. It literally looked like a quicksand pit for like a good small, regular, medium-sized pool. It was so much mud. That was right by the bonfire. So I was working a lot in the bonfire. So I just walked away covered in mud and dirt. And it was really cool. One of the girls that was with us found clay in the mud. And then she started doing like pottery stuff, which I thought was really cute and really cool.
It was really cool.
If I knew how to do any of that stuff, I would have been right there with her. But I was not the kid to like get my hands dirty in mud. Like I didn't make a lot of like mud cakes and mud pies as a kid. That just wasn't my thing. So, but it was cool. And I'm here to support her in her venture to do that. So yeah, it was really nice. We went there, all the mud in the world. I feel like we were really low key this work weekend. Like we didn't sleep in the car. We didn't have to like stress out too much. I took one shower and that was glorious. So yeah, I didn't really like stress too much. It was just a really wonderful stress-free weekend with all of my cool favorite people. We didn't have like a bunch. We had like maybe 20 people, not even that. So it was nice to like get one-on-one time with everybody, like have an actual conversation where it's just you guys and you guys can actually like dive a little bit deeper versus just getting really distracted. There's always so many people at the festival, which is really wonderful. And I enjoy seeing everybody, but it tends to be really overwhelming if you have one conversation and then somebody walks up and has a different conversation and then goes away. And it's just kind of hard to maintain eye contact and like a sincere conversation, you know? So I really enjoyed that about work weekend. And I'll kind of put that as my gratitude, even though it would have been wonderful to see like everybody else.
Yeah, for sure. It was really nice to have like one-on-one time for sure.
I feel bad. I don't want to like name names.
We can. I mean, it was definitely sad at first that like the work weekends were going to be split in half and just like two different groups of people or whatever. But I'm happy that we went this weekend and we definitely got to do like a lot of like the good work that I would want to do for work weekend. We'll see what they end up doing next
the
weekend.
Good work? Like picking up pine cones?
Yeah, well, okay. I did pick up pine cones for a long time and that was, it was a good booty workout for sure.
I mean, the fire was...
Anyways.
The fire's usually a really tough time, too, because you're, like, sweating, and there's ash, and there's smoke everywhere, but honestly, this fire was pretty low-key. Like, it was not a you know, mountain of bonfire. So it did feel like we kind of got spoiled a bit. I didn't have to work too hard for work weekend. So that was really nice.
Yeah, you got to work the fire the whole weekend, which was, I'm jelly of that. But also I didn't want to, because last year I worked the fire the whole weekend. Oh my God, I just threw up a little bit.
Great. You're done. Anyway.
Just going to get into...
Let's wrap this puppy up so we win. What else were we talking about?
Yeah, just gratitudes and grievances, I think. And just like, we are so grateful for work weekend and we're done and we have tickets for Strawberry now and we're all good to go. So, heck yeah.
What are you... I'm in the middle of the episode.
I would love that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Kelly.
Oh my God. We're recording.
Oh, you were asking me for wine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye. Says hi.
Cool.
Bye. God, that's embarrassing. I'm sorry. He went to lunch today and had... Okay, so it's St. Patty's Day, everybody. Hopefully everybody has a really cute St. Patty's Day story. So my husband's really into St. Patty's Day. He's just like Irish in his background and he always had a really good time. So like he's into it. And he goes to lunch today and he gets corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, heck yeah.
With potatoes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Some kind of like that. Irish... beer or something, and he's just been like on a tear. He is so excited that it's St. Patty's Day, so he has like plans tonight. Anyway, so I've got to get on his level, or I'm just gonna be annoyed with life. But it's Monday. Like, how do you celebrate St. Patty's Day on a Monday? That's not the business. So anyway, he's excited and he's having a really good time. So anyway. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We're almost done.
You're uninvited.
We're just going to get into, just gratitudes and grievances, I think. And just like, we are so grateful for work weekend and we're done and we have tickets for Strawberry now and we're all good to go. So, I feel like we'll probably have like collective gratitudes and collective grievances for this weekend. Yeah. Or just in general, or do you have one specific?
No, I don't really have anything specific. So why don't you collectively recap our, you know, collective grievances?
Yeah, I would have to say that grievance for sure is just like the weather. And we know now that we cannot go in March down to work weekend. Like, that is just not going to happen because it was
not
brutal.
A good idea.
It was brutal travel. It was brutal travel for a lot of us, not just like us coming from the farthest, but... yeah, it was just like crazy winter conditions.
Had crazy stories. Yeah. It was tough.
And so for Kaif and I, just for Kaif to have to drive it on Thursday and then us drive it on Friday and then have one day of just straight mud and cold and whatever. Thankfully, it didn't rain while we were there, which was really nice. It was like sprinkly, tiny little bit. But then Sunday, having to leave as soon as we possibly could to try to avoid or try to get back before it got too bad. There was just a lot of travel and
maybe
the snow, so.
Our gratitude should just be around the place where we got to camp. So that was like not typical for them to do, but it really made our weekend because I was not going to be happy camping or like being in a tent in the snow and the mud and the rain. That sounds terrible. On top of working and sweating my ass off for like 6 hours, 8 hours or whatever. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. For sure. We got to stay in like this little like barn area that was completely covered. And so we all had like some cover, which was nice because we weren't in the mud because it was dry in there. And then we also got a little bit of coverage from just if there was any snow or whatever. Mostly from the freaking Canadian geese, though. Jesus Christ. There's so many geese. I hate geese, too. Man. I really do. Can that be a grievance as well? Like, Canadian geese are so terrible.
I know.
Like, they're obnoxious. They poop everywhere. And here in Bend, they take over the, like, Drake Park area, too. And there's so much goose poop everywhere. It's insane. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that we're on the same page about not liking Canadian gooses. And if anybody has to tell me to watch that stupid Letterkenny episode, go kick rocks. I've watched it a million times.
I don't know what you're talking about even.
I'm going to send you like a little, I'll find something on TikTok and I'll send it to you.
Yes, please.
I also want to put a little bit of gratitude for your parents. They let us stay in their trailer. It was nice and cozy and warm. And your mom was always the sweetest. She like made me breakfast one day or lunch and it was just really nice. So I really appreciate that. I'm going to take care of her at the festival though.
Yeah, sure. Kayfler was like, make me a breakfast burrito. I know. And I was like, nope.
Kelly said no. That's so rude. alone.
I was so grumpy and hungry at that point. And so my mom made her one. But anyways, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, mom and dad, for letting us stay with you and stay warm.
Welcome and adopted by the Kinney's family. It makes me really, really happy.
Yeah. Definitely. It was a successful work weekend. We got our tickets. We're all good. But also just like there was so much talk about like which festival to go to since there's two festivals this year and or go to both.
That is the hot goss. We gotta figure out what we're going to do because I would rather go see the people playing in fall, but I would rather them play at the spring festival. So like it's a conundrum. I don't know.
Yeah, they must be having a better lineup for fall so that people want to go to fall again. You know what I mean? Because people have just been going to spring for however many years now. So they probably are trying to bring the people back to the fall or something. I don't know.
I can see that.
Yeah. Mm. Overall, it was a great weekend. We're just pooped. And so, yeah, we need to go to bed, everybody. But we love you.
Love you.
And we're always here for you. Sometimes.
I feel like we do a really decent job of being there for people. Like, text us, call us. We obviously want to, like, hear from all the 20 people that have listened to
call
our
me, beat
podcast
me.
Fairly regularly. But if call me, beat me, like, Kim Possible. Stop it. All right, everybody. Thanks for being candid with us. Two seasons, and now we have to start planning and prepping for season 3. We should totally do, like, a really fun thing.
We love you.
Bye! Love you!
Okay, bye.
'll for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love ya.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.